Huntsville was second in visitation of the number of visitors that we hosted during 2019.
That's Judy Riles. She's the president and CEO of the Huntsville-Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau. She says it was a banner year for the Rocket City.
We had a 15.2% increase, and the number of jobs increased, as well as the number of travelers.
That translates into dollars. Last year, the Huntsville-Madison County area brought in over $1 billion from visitors coming to attractions or conventions. Riles says they had plenty of things going on to help bring people in.
I think it was just a combination of all that we had going, as well as some really significant events with celebrating the Apollo 50th anniversary. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center just did an outstanding job bringing additional visitors in, and I think that that also played a big role.
The U.S. Space and Rocket Center provides educational programs, tours, a museum, and space camp for Alabamians and children from around the world. Pat Ammons is the director of communications. She says 2019 was huge.
We literally had visitors from around the world who came to Huntsville, to the Space and Rocket Center, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. It was an extraordinary time. We had visitors from 82 countries and every state in the union, and just packed with people really all year long. It was amazing.
And it looked like the good times would carry over into this year. But Ammons says that the feeling was short-lived.
We had waiting lists for space camp. We were projecting an incredible year with tourism as well as our space camp program. And that has come to a screeching halt, of course, as we closed our doors on March 13th.
The Space and Rocket Center shut down before the official orders came down from the governor's office. Ammons says that they were able to get ahead of the pandemic.
Once the state pretty much shut down, we were already in place with a few people working remotely, but the vast majority of our employees have been furloughed for some time now.
And for the spring and summer seasonal hiring, that means up to 1,000 employees. Ammons says they plan on reopening the museum by the end of this week, but Space Camp will have to wait.
We don't intend to open Space Camp back up until the end of June, and that is only contingent on the State Health Department's recommendations at that time. We hope to be opening Space Camp back up on June 28th with a vastly more limited numbers than we would typically have.
The center is a self-sustaining institution. It's a commission of the state, but does not receive operating funds from Montgomery or any federal funding. Ammons says it's important for them to be open.
This is the busiest time of year. Therefore, we make between March and July, we make about close to 50% of our income for the entire year. So we're shut down at a critical time for us.
While they're anxious to reopen and start teaching people again, Ammons says the health of their workers and visitors is a top priority.
Given whatever the order is at the time, we will probably be doing a lot of the kind of things that you're seeing in grocery stores where you have like one-way areas, requiring masks, certainly from our staff, but we will be taking whatever the governor orders and then some. I can assure you that.
They aren't the only ones reopening. The Huntsville Botanical Gardens have already reopened their doors.
Springtime is obviously a major activity time for the garden. We celebrate the return of the beauty of the garden and a number of different activities.
That's Kathy Gilder. She's the chief operating officer of the gardens. She says they see a significant number of visitors during this time of the year.
During the spring months, we see about 25,000 daytime visitors to the garden in the time period that we were closed this year. In addition to that, you know, we have all of our field trip activities and our spring plant sale and all of the things that make the garden in the springtime.
Gilder says they've not been sitting on their hands during the shutdown. Her team has been planning on how to tackle the rest of the year.
We've been working throughout this whole time while we've been closed to look at our operations and look at our expense structure and then look at ways we can continue to engage people both on-site and virtually and generate the revenue needed we need to sustain the garden.
Gilder says they reopened first for their members, but now that the gardens are opening back up to the public, they will be implementing the social distancing guidelines suggested by the governor.
We're asking people to wear masks and to maintain social distancing. We have numerous floor markings. Our gift shop has now reopened, and we have a limitation on how many people can be in the gift shop. So we are very cognizant and, again, making sure that public health and safety is our number one priority.
Gilder says that even though they are covered with masks, after being shut down for so long, she loves seeing faces coming back to the gardens.
And I will say the response from people coming since we reopened, it is the best thing going right now as far as a staff member to stand and welcome people and see how excited they are to be able to come back to the garden.
Both the Space and Rocket Center and the Botanical Gardens feel that they will rebound from the pandemic, but are preparing for lower turnouts and less revenue. Judy Riles with the Visitors and Conventions Bureau says that they are also pushing outdoor activities.
We work closely with the Huntsville Land Trust to try and encourage people to come up and visit and stay in our hotels, as well as the different parks that we all have, as well as the state park, Monticello State Park, which offers some really pretty views from atop that mountain.
She thinks the Rocket City's tourism industry will weather this storm.
But we feel like that we're going to be able to recover, and we certainly have hope. We are ready for visitors when they are ready to come.
I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.